Welcome back to Worth the Hype. I'm your host, Autumn Young, and today we're taking it on back to one of my previous episodes, Red Flags in Men. Except today, we're looking at red flags in people as a general, and this is just going to be a part two to that episode, and I have a brand new guest for everyone today. Please welcome Haley Hossie.
Hi, very excited to be here.
So, Haley, what's your experience with red flags in men?
Oh, boy. Well.
Or just red flags.
Just, you know, I love pointing out red flags, finding the tiniest ones, and just saying, oh.
That's a red flag.
A red flag. Yeah, I love pointing them out. Been through a lot of life, seen a lot of red flags.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I guess on that note, we can just kind of start getting right on into it.
Yeah.
So we were talking beforehand, and I think one of our first red flags that we came up with was people who go out of their way to drink, like, just black coffee or a black Americano. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I agree. Now, there's nothing wrong with drinking a black cup of coffee.
No.
When I'm sitting at home in the morning, yeah, I'm going to have a black cup of coffee for my Keurig. Totally understandable. But if you're going to go pay for a cup of coffee, at least get something fun, something good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, don't go out of your way to buy dirt water.
Yeah. And also, don't yell at me because I bought something good.
Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, oh, that's the thing. They're so judgy.
Yeah.
They're just so judgy about what you get then.
Mm-hmm.
They always like, oh, that's not real coffee. That's fake, you know. That's just sugar and milk.
Well, and you know what? It has the sweet go-go juice in it.
It does.
And it makes me so happy. So.
And that's all that matters.
Exactly. Let me pay $8 for my latte and live my life.
The latte prices are crazy.
Yeah. Lord help us.
And then I think it's worse. I don't see as many girls do that in general. But it's always like guys who think that they're really cool. Okay, but have you noticed that often enough, the guys that get those sort of orders, they don't always, like, they don't finish them a lot of times.
Yeah.
Like, especially if it's iced, it'll all melt, and they'll be like, now it's all watered down. I don't want it anymore.
Yeah,
and
you're like, throw it away.
And you're like, well, you should have gotten something, like, good that you were actually going to drink.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's always the Americanos. Always. I can't with espresso and water.
I've made a decent amount of Americanos. I don't see the appeal.
I've tried giving them their fair chance.
I've tried. They're richer than drip coffee, and that's why they're, like, supposedly so good. But I just don't like the taste. That I like bitter, but I don't like it that bitter.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's just, like, too much for me. So.
Agreed.
I think the next one. So you have a pet at home, right?
Oh, I do. Talk about her all the time.
You love good old Princess.
I am a mother.
A mother.
Yes.
So one red flag that you mentioned is when people come over to your apartment and they don't like your cat right away.
Yeah. Or, my cat is not like normal cats. Like, my cat is like a dog. She walks right up to your feet and wants attention.
She say hello.
Like, pet my cat. Pet my cat, yeah.
I agree. I think that is a red flag. I have two dogs, and I think that if people who, like, come in, they're like, no, I don't want to pet your dogs. Like, they are jumping on you. They want you to pet them.
Yeah.
Like, don't be a jerk.
Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. If someone new is coming over, you know, I always do warn them, saying, oh, I do have a cat. Like, if you're allergic or something, I can shut her in my room if it's going to be an issue.
Yeah.
But just a fair warning, my cat will want to see you. If someone is able to give her attention, she's going to demand it.
No question.
Yeah, like, that's what's going to happen. You better follow through and give her the attention she deserves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your cat has an Instagram, right?
She does.
What's the handle of it?
The handle is @princess, but not a queen.
You should go, everyone should go follow it.
Yeah, she posts really good content.
Yes, I can attest. She's a pretty hilarious cat.
Yeah. She's, I like to say, she takes after me.
Takes after her mother.
Yeah, after her mom.
Okay, next red flag. This is one I experience all the time, especially since coming to college. So one of the big things I noticed when I was looking for a roommate, and then also like as soon as I got to college, is no one asks for your phone number. Everyone asks for your Snapchat.
Yes.
I hate it. I hate Snapchat. Like I was talking about this the other day, and like I was like, I spend probably like 10 minutes on Snapchat total a day.
Yep.
And half the time I'm not even like responding to people who have snapped me because I don't have the energy to like take a photo of myself and do that.
Yep.
So, but I don't like Snapchat. And most people who know me know that like if it's ever an emergency, never use Snapchat to get a hold of me. Ever.
I won't answer.
I have notifications turned off for Snapchat.
Yep.
So, like, I will not respond possibly for, like, 1 to 2 business days.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and on that note, the red flag is people who only want to talk to you through Snapchat instead of, like, using a text or a call or meeting up in person even.
Yeah. The only reason that I even keep it, well, I guess there's two. One is I have two streaks that stay, and that is with my mother, that which is almost at 500 days. It's kind of ridiculous, but she sends it every morning. I love Michelle. But the other is also a streak that I started as a freshman in high school.
Whoa.
With one of my like band friends who was a senior at the time, and we still have the streak. And
how
I'm a
long?
Senior in college. I can look for you really quick.
I was going to say, how long is that streak? Because that has got to be, like, the longest streak I've ever seen.
It's, like, kind of insane. It is, oh, no, where'd it go? 2,333 days today.
Have you ever restored it? Like, have you ever pressed the restore button on it? Ever missed it?
I think once.
Just once?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I literally...
It must be in both of your routines, like, you know, wake up.
No, literally,
send the snap.
I open Snapchat once a day, and it's to respond to those two streak Snapchats, so it keeps them going, and that's the only reason.
My goodness, that's crazy.
But I have my other second, I think my second reason, is I do have friends that live not in America, and a lot of people, especially in Europe, they don't use iMessage.
Yeah, because then it requires, like, to have an international data plan.
And so they usually just use, like, they use WhatsApp a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't have WhatsApp because in America, people don't really use that. And so they just, if they ever want to get a hold of me, they usually Snapchat me. Or they'll just DM me on Instagram. I actually see those.
Yeah.
I do not.
Yeah, I have notifications for Instagram turned on for messages, but then, like, turned
everything
off.
Else like, everything else is turned off. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you. I don't like receiving notifications from my social medias.
Yeah, no.
It's just not... I don't know. I find it, I then spend too much time on my phone, and I'm, like, too involved in social media, and I've been trying to get, like, more off.
Yeah. My therapist called me out a couple weeks ago. He was like,
what's
your screen time? And I was like, I don't want to look. And
I hate it.
He goes, let's look together.
Oh, my God.
And I was, it was sickening.
Yeah.
How high I was. So I've been trying to be more conscious about it.
Also, I was talking with a friend about this last night, and he was saying, oh, like, yeah, my screen time is, like, 5 hours a day. And I was like, wow, that's kind of high. And I'm like, mine's, like, I'm not going to lie. Mine's not much, like, not much different.
Yeah.
But he's like, yeah, a lot of it's, like, Google Maps, like, iMaps deal, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm like, oh, I didn't even think of that. But, like, yeah, I use my phone for a decent amount of that stuff, too.
Yeah. Or, like, when I go to sleep at night, I like to put on a random YouTube video. And that helps me fall asleep. So, sometimes it's about ancient Egypt discoveries or random things. And so that also adds up because I just fall asleep to it.
My gosh.
Yeah.
My, I have a friend who she puts on the Scientology documentary.
Oh.
Puts her to sleep every single time.
That's incredible.
Time. Yeah.
If it works, it works.
She's been doing this for so long, and she was like, it was taken off Netflix. She, like, panicked.
Oh, no.
And then she found it on Hulu. So it was all okay.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, her comfort show, her sleeping show.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah, whenever she couldn't sleep, she would just go watch the Scientology documentary and right to bed.
That's so funny.
Moving on. That was about Snapchat.
Yeah.
Moving on. Cargo shorts.
Oh, Lord.
And just, like, I feel like cargo pants aren't as bad as cargo shorts, but I don't know why. Something about cargo pants cut in half.
Yeah.
They are just the pockets. Why do you need all those pockets?
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. The whole, like, cargo pant is coming back around.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't either. The reason that I think I don't like it is because the vibe is, like, the Kim Possible low-rise cargo with a crop top. That's just not for me.
No.
Could not be me.
I'm not skinny enough to make that work. Because also, I don't know if you remember Kim Possible. She's tiny. Tiny waist.
Yep. There's a trend that I like that a bunch of people do that's on, like, TikTok or Instagram, and they'll be like, is it a fit or is she just skinny?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so that's what I think of when I think of the cargo pants. I'm like, is it a fit or are they just skinny and it looks good on them?
I totally agree.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I definitely get it.
But the shorts, if you're wearing cargo shorts, it better be for some sort of recreational activity where you need those pockets.
You better be a Boy Scout.
Yeah, you better be, like, selling me some popcorn as a Boy Scout, or you're out fishing and you have to keep
the lures, all the things,
everything in those pockets. Yeah, if you're just going to class,
no.
What do you need to be strapped with? What do you have?
Yeah, the amount of times I've seen people walking around campus with these cargo shorts on, that's another thing. Wearing shorts already, like, there are people wearing shorts, like, in the past couple of days. When the highs are in, like, the low 50s.
My boyfriend does that. And he is a shorts year-round type of guy.
I can't. Oh, my God. I don't know how. How does he live? How does he not freeze?
Well, he's like, I'm naturally warm. And so I just...
I don't care how warm you are. Yeah,
no. I fear for frostbite.
He's going to lose a limb.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, this semester, because he has his big boy job now, he has to wear a suit every day. So he's
crazy.
Yeah. So he's walking around in, like, slacks. So that makes me feel a little better. Yeah. At least his legs are covered when it's this cold right now.
I agree. My goodness.
Yeah. I fear for the skin.
But cargo shorts, like, why do you need that many pockets if you're not doing recreational outdoorsy stuff?
Yeah.
Like, I've met a decent amount of people that have worn cargo shorts, and none of them use all the pockets.
Right.
They're just, like, there. Also, sometimes the pockets are fake. Mm-hmm. I can't get behind it.
That's criminal. That's even worse than, like, women's jeans having fake pockets.
Mm-hmm.
That's even worse because you're supposed to have... The whole point of a cargo short is to have multiple pockets.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Absurd.
Not the vibe.
No.
That's another thing. They are making, like, I've seen cargo sweatpants now. Like, they're just, like, sweatpants, but they have, like, more pockets, and they're, like, fuzzy on the inside. I don't like it, though.
I think my brother has, like, at least at one point he had a couple of pairs of those. My brother's a swimmer. He swims in college. And so he's always been, like, sweatpants and no shirt. Like, that's just kind of their vibe that they have going on a lot of the time.
That is the swimmer vibe, like, when they're not in the water.
Yeah, it's just sweatpants, no top. And so, for a while...
They just like to show off the fact that they shave their chest.
Yeah. They're bare armpits.
Yeah. Oh, really attractive.
Yeah. Yeah. They're...
Red flag.
Rubbery, like, dolphins. They gotta... It's more aerodynamic, apparently.
Oh, okay. That's such a lie, I think. I mean, it's not actually a lie, but...
Yeah.
I mean...
I think it's funny. But yeah, he would have pockets, like cargo pockets on the sides of his sweatpants. And I remember I was always like, why do you need those? What's the point of the extra pocket?
What did he tell you?
He was just like, well, they're comfy. They're comfortable. That's why I wear them. Oh. I don't care what they look like.
Boys.
Yeah. Those silly boys.
Okay, moving on. We have people who say their favorite color is black. You see, I'm not against... I like the color black. I really enjoy the color black.
Yeah.
but I feel like it can't be your favorite color. But the thing is, I don't even have as much of a problem with people saying that their favorite color is black as much as I do their reasoning behind it. People who say their favorite color is black, they have like one of two answers. They're like, either one, I like the color. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. If you just like it, that's fine. If it's because it's like all the colors put together, or it's like the absence of color, no. Instantly no. You're just trying to be fun and different. Or no, you're not even trying to be fun and different. You're just trying to be different and controversial, and I don't like it. I hate it when people do that. I hate it when people like try to go out of their way to be controversial.
Yeah.
Ugh, especially if it's like not in a like a show setting, in a place where you're not supposed to be controversial.
Yeah, if you're just living your daily life.
Yeah. Like, why do you feel the need to start arguments like that?
Yeah, I that is very annoying. So one thing that if you're in the you know, leadership world, ministry world, whatever you want to say, where you have to facilitate conversation, mm-hmm. one of the tools they'll give you is icebreaker type questions, right? And so one that I really like is, one time we were going around in a circle to get to know each other, and the prompt was, what's your favorite color? But you have to give three reasons why. And one of the reasons can't be because I like it.
Oh.
You have to have three reasons why you like the color. And so that was fun. And I had to actually think, I'm like, okay, usually I say my favorite color is blue, which it is. Everything I own is like the same shade of blue. It's insane. Yeah. And that's not even on purpose. I'm just like, oh, I like that. And I order it and then I see and it all together. And then
you're like, oh, shoot, everything's blue.
And I'm like, I did it again.
I've been purposefully starting to order my stuff in other colors because I was smart. Like, oh, wait, no, I have too much of that color already.
Yeah, I need to diversify a little bit. But yeah, I think if if you're going to say something is your favorite thing, I want to know why. It needs to be a fun reason, a good reason.
One thing I don't think needs to – the only time you don't need a reason is when somebody is pressuring you into something. Then you can just be like, I don't want to. That's the only time
of course.
I feel like – you don't have to explain
it. Of course. But if someone is like, what's your favorite color? And you go, black.
Why?
I want to know why.
It's the absence of color. Shut up.
literally. And the reason is, well, everything I own is black. That's not a reason. Why do you own everything in black?
Do you think it looks good on you? Do you? Yeah. Like, that's fine. That's a good reason.
That is an awesome reason.
Yeah. Is it because it just... you feel like it matches your personality, fine. Okay, go for it.
Yeah. But if you're just like, black, like my soul.
Black like my Americano.
Yeah, black like my Americano that tastes like dirt.
So before we hit our last couple of red flags, we're going to go into a new segment on Worth the Hype today. We're trying out something a little different. We're going to be doing a speed round. So I'm going to give you a topic, anything, not necessarily related to what we're talking about already, and you're going to tell me yes or no if you think it is worth the hype or not, and then you're going to like give me like a 10 second explanation as to why.
Okay.
And then I'll give you like maybe 5 to 10 of these. So.
Okay.
And, like, I am even going to time you.
No, I think I'm going to pull one up in front of me as well. Yeah. I'm a yapper. I lose track of time so fast.
So, let's see. Pull out my little stopwatch and tell me when you're ready.
Okay. I'm ready. Hit me.
Rap music.
Oh, boy. I'm going to say yes, just because... the more I've listened to a couple different artists, I think it can be kind of fun. But that's a tentative yes. Okay. A hesitant yes.
Okay. Face tattoos.
I'm going to say no. I have not seen a tasteful face tattoo ever.
Yoga.
Oh, man. I know you like yoga.
That's okay. You can disagree with me.
Oh, man. It's not for me. I cannot get calmed down. I just get... sore and sweaty and I just panic.
Beanie hats.
Absolutely not. Don't get me wrong.
That was so strong of an opinion.
Okay, here's the thing. The hipster beanie hat thing, no.
Like the teeny weeny beanie?
Like the teeny weeny beanie, take it off your head. But I will say, like, if you just have a stocking cap because it's cold, 100%. If it's 80 degrees outside, get that hat off your head.
Pulling from a previous episode, hiking.
I love hiking. I work the hype every time.
Lofted beds.
Oh, boy. I am so glad I don't sleep in a lofted dorm bed anymore. I'm glad I've moved past that. I had a lofted bed as a kid, actually. Fun fact, it wasn't a bunk bed. It was just a lofted bed. I felt the need to sleep in the air. I have no desire to do that anymore.
Neon colors.
Oh, man. I love the neon expo markers, but, like, on my body. I guess, no, if it's a workout top. I like bright workout tops. They're fun. Like, I have a couple neon orange, like, workout tops. But other than that,
Okay, last one. Those little clutch purses that don't have, like, a handle or a strap.
Oh, man. I'm gonna say no. I hate having to, like, hold on to things like that. Like, I'm going to wear a belt bag, something that I can shove my phone into. I'm going to wear a purse that has a strap on it so I don't have to use little raccoon paws to hold on to something all night long.
My goodness. Okay. That was our speed round of Worth the Hype.
Yeah.
I think that went well. What do you think?
That's fun.
So moving back into our episode then. Staying up past 1 a.m., on a regular basis.
If you're not like a night shift worker, or if you're not a student that's, you know, spending all your time in the library like myself, go to bed. Why like, are you awake?
If you're just up that late, just watching TV, doing something when you could be asleep.
Yeah.
Why? What gets me is that then the next day, people complain and they're like, I'm so tired. I was up till like 1 a.m. or I was like, no.
Yeah.
Do not complain.
Go to bed.
You did this to yourself.
Yeah.
Because then you always ask, well, were you working on something? They're like, no, I was like, I wasn't.
Yeah.
But they won't tell you what they were doing.
Yeah.
Because then they're like, I know I should have been in bed.
Yeah.
But.
And don't get me wrong. If you're like me, you're not a great sleeper. Sometimes you just can't get to bed. Relatable. Complain all you want.
Yeah.
I get it. I'm with you, girl.
Sometimes you just can't fall asleep. And that's a little bit different. And so sometimes then you get up and you do something.
Yeah. But if you're a person who your day starts at a normal time, like a normal human that works a 9 to 5, and you're choosing to stay up till 1.
Every, like, flipping day?
Yeah. You best be doing your, like, your time at the gym at that time.
Yeah. No. Not okay.
That's too late. Mm-mm.
I agree. I have to wake up pretty regularly. Like, 4 out of 5 days a week, I am waking up before 7.
Yeah. I think every day of the week, I wake up at 7.
Yeah. I do not appreciate waking up that early.
Agreed.
I think we were talking about this in the car.
Yeah.
I would not call myself a morning person. I am, if somebody were to ask me, are you a morning person? I would say, no, I am not. But I force myself to wake up early. Not because I want to, but because I have work or other commitments. Like, right now, I woke up at 6:30 this morning so that we could come and record this podcast. Because as of right now, it is not even 8:30 in the morning when we are recording this.
Right. Criminally early. I will say, maybe we can add that to our list of red flags. Morning people. Not because they're bad people, but because why are you joyous?
How do you have that much energy in the morning?
Yeah.
Are you like, I want to bottle it and I want to
do
it for myself. And also, basically every morning person I've met, they're not like, not night people.
Yeah, they're like not, they also like, enjoy being awake at night.
Yeah.
I would understand if you like being up at 4 a.m., but you also go to bed at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
No, they go to bed at a normal human time.
Yeah, they go to bed at like, 9 to 10, and then they're waking up at 4. And I'm like, you're running off of 6 hours or less.
Yeah.
How are you doing it? What, teach me your ways.
Yeah, and they're like, they're not even like heavily addicted to caffeine. They're just running on vibes.
No, they're like, oh, maybe I have like an energy. Maybe I have a coffee.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't though. And like,
how?
How?
Did you know that they're doing new studies showing that we need more sleep than we thought?
Yeah, especially women. Mm-hmm. Women need, like, because it used to be, like, everyone needs 8 hours.
It's, and like, now it's 9 or 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now women need, like, 9 to 10 hours, and I think that's crazy. When am I supposed to fit in those extra hours?
Yeah, literally. I'm a college student with a job. Yeah.
Until, like, you talk to my professors and tell them to assign me less homework or just, like, give me less things to do, I will not be able to follow that 9 to 10 hours. So
a girl can dream.
Yeah. On the weekends, on holidays, you know?
Yeah.
I love a good 9 to 10 hour sleep. And I am a napper.
I love naps.
I'm a good napper.
Red flag, people who are like, naps are terrible.
People who are like, I can't nap because the sun's out.
That's the best time to nap. Are you kidding me?
Are you supposed to nap? That is just sleeping.
Exactly. My favorite time to nap is when the sun is, like, beaming in on me, so I'm warm.
Yep.
And it's just,
I feel like a lizard.
I want to bask in the sun like a lizard. My roommate has a bearded dragon, and she just lays on her rock under the heat lamp all day.
I would, too.
That's how I want to feel.
Yeah.
Emotionally, I want to be Mushu, the bearded dragon.
I love that. And I love that her bearded dragon's name is Mushu.
I know. Isn't that just the cutest?
Like, it's so cute.
I know.
But, like, I see pictures of my cat. Like, I've taken so many pictures of my cat sleeping in the sunlight, and I was like, oh, to be you. Like, to be a complete freeloader and just sleeping.
Yeah.
All day, wherever I want, and eating whenever I want, you know. Yeah, I just think that'd be the life right there.
I will say I'm very blessed. Both my parents appreciate the value of a good nap.
Yeah.
Especially my dad and my stepmom. Yeah. If they have 20 minutes, they're going to be napping.
Are they actually?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Dang.
They'll nap, and then they'll get up and go right back about their day. My grandma does the same thing.
I love that.
She'll sleep for 10 minutes and then just pop back up, and she's, like, rejuvenated.
No.
It's incredible.
That's the other thing. They're saying that if you sleep longer than 30 minutes, that your nap is no longer effective. And, like,
right.
I'm like, well, that feels silly, because I love to take a good, like, hour and a half long nap.
Yesterday, I napped for 3 hours. I just fell asleep and did not wake back up.
That is a long time.
It was a long time. But I was also tired, so.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
There's been a couple times, especially on Wednesdays. Today's a Wednesday. I will come back because I have both my language classes on Wednesday. So, both my, like, sign language classes, because I have lab and then I have class.
Yeah.
And learning a new language is so exhausting.
It's exhausting. No, I have German 2 days a week.
I'm like,
and it's an hour and a half each day. And I've been speaking German for 8 years now, and it's still just
it's so draining. And so, especially the first, like, couple weeks of the semester, on Wednesday specifically, I would come back from that class and I would go straight to my bed.
Yeah.
Like, it was the type of nap where I didn't even, like, lay on my futon. I went to bed.
Yeah.
And I would sleep for, like, 2 hours.
Curl up in bed, girl.
And it was,
take that nap.
And I always, like I'd wake up to, like, 10 notifications on my phone. I'd be like, how long did I sleep?
Yeah, you don't know what day it is. You don't know where you are.
I'm like, did I miss dinner? Did I not? Do I have Bible study tonight? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. You're like, I don't even know where I am right now.
So.
Agreed. I love naps.
Me too. That kind of wraps up, like, the whole sleeping one.
Yeah.
So, next one I have is a very real red flag, I think. Because it's not just a red flag, it is dangerous. And that is not wearing your seatbelt in the car.
Oh, Lord. When people don't put their seatbelt on, it instills a rage in me that I cannot, like, comprehend.
Like, I know.
When people get into my car and they don't put their seatbelt on, they're like, oh, it's fine.
The car's not moving until you put it on, huh?
Yeah.
Put it on.
Click it or ticket, girl. Like, put your seatbelt on.
Like, if you want to walk, that's fine, but I'm not moving the car until that seatbelt is on.
I've had some people, like, legitimately, I'm like, oh, is your seatbelt on? And they'll be like, I'm in the back seat, I don't have to wear it.
What did your parents tell you?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
You're not going to be thinking that when you fly through the windshield of my car.
Yeah. That's horrible. No.
Seatbelt is on.
Well, and then there's some people that are like, it doesn't matter if you're in a crash, it's not going to do anything. Hon, there are so many studies saying it will.
Yeah. My parents have always been, you know, big seatbelt people. From a little kid, I was always, you know, put your seatbelt on. But then when my dad got remarried, my stepmom, she was an ER nurse for a long time, and she's like, I've seen some things.
Oh.
I know a thing or two because I've seen a thing or two. Put your seatbelt on.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, like, it's so dangerous. So that's, like, a really red flag. And
yeah.
So also agreed. Just, like, PSA. Wear your seatbelts.
Please.
They're very important.
Yes.
Will save lives.
Yes.
Okay. Last one, unless you can think of any others once I give you this one. Grunty gym people. People who are in the gym just grunting away at their, like, their weights, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not just, like, as they're maxing. It's, like, a consistent,
just like, all the time.
Just, they're curling and they're going, whoo, whoo.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Okay, so my boyfriend and I go to this very gym bro gym, okay? Like,
that's funny.
It is, there's no dress code. Like, if you want to run around shirtless, you can. That is
very gym bro. I was going to say, I don't think I've been to a gym yet where there's not a dress code. Then again, I don't really know what the campus gym dress code is.
You have to have a shirt on. I do know this because of band camp reasons. So, like, guys, you can wear, like, a cutoff. That
like, shows your nipples.
That shows your nipples, but you have to have something on. So, like, girls, you can run around in just your sports bra.
Because
there's something on. But guys technically have to have something. You can't be topless.
Okay.
And so that's pretty standard for most commercial gyms.
I feel like that is the case for most gyms.
Yes, but this gym, it's like, it's also like a competition gym, and so people that do powerlifting or bodybuilding, they like to train there. And so, because it's kind of smaller, it's kind of a closer-knit community of people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a lot of fun, you know, we get to meet a lot of really cool people, but because of that, there's a lot of grunters. And listen, hear me when I say this. I hate people that go to the gym to judge others. Mind your business. You're doing it for yourself.
I don't care what size you are.
Right. I don't care. I am, like, just, I'm so happy.
You're getting your lift in.
Right. Get that pump. Literally get that, chase that pump.
Get the gains.
I love it. I want to see your pump. I want to see your arm pump when you're done. Like, proud of you. But also, if I'm going to mind my business, I need you to mind yours. And that means,
yeah,
quiet. Now, if I look over and there's six plates on that bar,
and you're not grunting, I'm scared.
Exactly. I'm scared of you. So, yeah, if you need, there's a lot of science behind it, too. You know, that's why tennis players grunt. There's science behind the release of, like, energy. But if it's every single time, especially if you're sitting at, like, a machine.
Oh, yeah.
Like a leg curl machine.
Oh, my gosh. Just
leg extensions while you're grunting.
Like, not necessary.
Yeah, no, I get very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Okay. You know, one thing that has to do with, like, the shirtless gym people in your mm-hmm. gym, though, I feel like most people who are respectful, consistent gym goers wear shirts. I feel like it's just they know that it's a common courtesy.
Yeah, yeah. I have no problem, especially because if we're going to say that the standard for women is that they're allowed to run around in just a sports bra, I have no problem with the guys at, you know, our gym taking their shirts off. Like, that's their thing. If that's what makes them feel like they get a better pump, that's great. But I will say, normally, the ones who are, so because this place is a competition gym, they have a dedicated posing room. Like, there's a room where the lights
that's
are dimmer.
So funny. So, like, it looks bad.
So, like, if you were on a competition stage, that's how it would look. And so there's a their door closes. So if you want to be in there by yourself, like, there's a dedicated space for that.
That is weird. I'm not going to lie. I've never seen that before. That's weird.
And so, like, but the guys that are doing it for aesthetic purposes for competitions, it makes sense. Like, they need to be able to use the correct lighting and everything. I get it. But the guys that are just running around shirtless most of the time, they're using just any mirror that the rest of us are trying to use. And they're just going nuts, just hitting every pose. And I'm like, I'm trying to make sure
that I'm doing the form correctly.
That I'm doing, that, like, I have correct form so I don't die.
Yeah.
Can you move? Or, like, go to the room. yeah. for your poses.
Go to the posing room.
I have no problem. I have no exactly. I have no problem with you going to the posing room. Pose away. You look great, babe. Love. But I'm also trying to make sure that I'm doing this correctly so I don't hurt myself. I need that mirror, please, and thank you.
It drives me nuts in the campus gym when people are posing in the mirrors in the like just in front of the benches
mm-hmm.
because often they have weights and they're always weights that I like need to use.
Yes.
Like and sometimes they're posing for so long I'm like I could 100% go up behind you, take your weights, and you would not notice for at least another like 2 minutes.
Yeah. Like I could work in two sets by the time you noticed.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
People that record themselves at the gym.
No. Oh, people who are on FaceTime at the gym?
No, like people, I mean, like that no. annoys me. Yes, but when I'm both. Saying like, if you bring a tripod.
No.
I can't.
You better be doing that in a home gym. That is the only yes. time.
Or I better be out of your shot. Like I don't mind it if they have their tripod and it's literally them. And the thing next to them is like a wall. Or there's nobody working out there yeah. right now. I don't care if it's for, like, it. I don't want to be in the background of your video. Or if I am going to be in the background, I expect for you to at least warn me so I can move.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I agree. I don't want to be in the background of your videos, your photos, your yeah. FaceTime calls.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't ask for that. I did not consent.
Yeah. I try not to be the cranky gym goer that's just annoyed about everything all the time. But, like...
At the same time, it's a public space and you have to right. respect people.
As soon as you whip out that tripod, I'm immediately annoyed. And I find myself, like, avoiding the area you're in, even though I might need it.
Yeah. I will, like, purposefully take long ways around and everything.
Yeah, yeah. I thought at the campus gym you weren't allowed to record.
You're not, but I've been to other gyms, mm-hmm. so it's...
People do record at the campus gym, I vividly remember, like, as a freshman, seeing a sign. Like, there was a sign printed at the East Campus gym that was like, you are not allowed to record your workouts.
I guess I typically work out at the City Campus gym, so I don't know if that's...
It might be different, because I know that a lot of the, like, weightlifting groups mm-hmm. work out there, and there's a lot of people that record their lifts at the City Campus gym
mm-hmm.
for that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
I don't know. Like I've seen people having like their friends like record mm-hmm. like a certain lift.
Yeah.
And I think it's just to make sure that especially if they do maxes, one, so that way they have proof of their maxes.
Right.
Two, so that way they make sure that the form's correctly and that they like actually hit it, you know?
Yeah, especially people yeah, like and I totally understand the reason for people wanting to record their lifts. I understand why, especially people that are doing lifting competitions, they need to make sure they can consistently see how they're doing so that when they go to a competition, they're doing it correctly. But, you know, sometimes there is an angle they could put the phone to where they're only recording themselves and they choose to use a different one yeah. where then I'm in the background. And that's just not...
Because they want to use the angle that they think looks makes them look the best.
Right. And it's like...
I mean, but that shouldn't be the purpose of the video.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Or I think it's just common courtesy. If you're going to be recording, one, you can't get mad if someone gets in your shot.
No.
That, like, red flag the size of the sun. If yeah. you're recording in a public space and someone steps in front of your frame and you get mad, girl, I'm trying to work out. I'm also trying to get a massive pump. Leave me alone. But yeah, I think just leave me out of the cameras, man. I just.
Exactly.
I'm trying to work out, get big, and yeah. go home.
Yeah. And please take your photos in the photo room or in a bathroom.
Yeah.
Or like wait till you get home.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing makes me feel more awkward than there's like girls taking mirror selfies and I'm like.
Oh, yeah.
In
they're
the
like,
background.
Yeah.
Like mid-lift looking like
I'm dying
like, because I probably
look like
am
I'm drowning.
Yes. And they're just, you know, sticking their booty out and I'm like, oh, especially the gym that I go to, there's a room for that.
Yeah, don't be doing it in the open.
There's a posing room with ideal lighting in it. Go take it there.
No, no. You must witness.
I guess.
Okay, that wraps up this episode of Red Flags.
Yeah.
And I think this is a one that we could definitely do a part 3 to at some point. But that'll be for next season.
Ooh, okay.
That's another thing. Worth the Hype will be taking a break over the summer months. From mid to late May, May 20th through
ish,
like,
yeah,
ish, through, what would that be?
The end-ish of
like
July.
The middle of August. So.
Oh, true, yeah.
So, in that time, there will be no Worth the Hype post. But don't worry. We will be back.
Oh, yeah.
We will be back in August.
Yeah.
And until then, I will keep posting every other Thursday, like I've been doing. So, this episode will go up on the 11th.
Mm.
The 11th of April. That's that. In other words, in coming episodes, we will be doing more speed rounds. So look forward to those. And then, as I always say, go follow worththehype.podcast on Instagram. Go follow @autumnum on Instagram. Do you want people to follow you on Instagram?
Sure. It's _Haley.May.
Yeah. Go mostly, follow her. She's super cool.
Mostly follow Princess.
Yeah, but follow Princess, but not a queen.
Exactly. @Princess, but not a queen. She has lots of good content.
Yeah, she's a Instagram real star.
Yeah, she is.
So, and that's it. You just listened to Worth the Hype. Red Flags, part 2.